This cake sitting is the act of sitting on cakes for sexual pleasure. You know, this makes me think of Poodle McNoodle that she's doing this to.
Oh, gross. Big Fatty, check your cakes in your freezer for butt prints.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
This makes me think of Poodle McNoodle that she's doing this to.
Oh, gross.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2032 of the BFO44, the 6th of November 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, as much as I didn't have yesterday, I've got that much today. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello. Big Fatty, you don't have anything, do you? Well, I've got plenty for the little show. I just couldn't come up with hello, Glovies. Big Fatty, you can always go back to Glovies. Hi, everyone. Big Fatty is just off the tracks already. It is off the tracks. I hope you have a right day. Is going well. Okay. Y'all, it's a good day in the coal mine. On Thursday, y'all getting ready for Old Coal Miners Week. It's starting today. Well, actually, it kind of started a little bit on Thursday, but it'll be in full force. Full force come for right a.m. in the morning. And y'all, you know, I'm here at the villa awaiting the arrival of my old coal miner friend who's going to be staying with me for the weekend. We'll call him Lowry. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all, it's gonna be nonstop is what it's gonna be. Big Fatty, I'm tired already, y'all. And I guarantee you by the time Sunday morning arrives, y'all, my feet and legs are gonna be so tired. Big Fatty, I'm tired just thinking about it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, for right day, the 6th, y'all, there's not a single damn celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, why are you playing the music? Because on Saturday, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal, and then we got another one on Sunday. Big Fatty, it sounds like a full weekend. It is. And something else, y'all, something else going on Saturday, y'all, Romo from over there at the Pod Cubs, y'all, he is betrothed, and he's getting hitched. And we'll send out Big Fatty, you know they'll have cake. It's true. I bet it'll be a good cake, too. But y'all, on Saturday, we have two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you can probably wish them both a happy celebration during the Stick It With a Poke. I'm not sure I'll be at that. But I might be, but we'll just have to wait and see. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, it's Jim, the number one funky whore, Big Fatty. He'll be there along with Gavin, and y'all. Then in the chat room, y'all, he's quiet. You got to watch those quiet ones, cause y'all, he posts some of the most vulgar, the just vulgar pwn over there. Big Fatty, it's lovely. I mean, it's vulgar. So, y'all, that is Mr. Mike. Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish BC. Big Fatty, you said there was one on Sunday, too. Yes, there is. And, y'all, it's Randy. Big Fatty, who the hell is Randy? Well, Randy is from the Penis Slivania. And Big Fatty, I don't don't know who he is? Well, of course you don't, because he's a lurker. He is a lurker, and he wrote me a while back, and y'all, I've just been kind of holding on to his e-letter so I could surprise him for the Big Ready, this is lovely. So y'all, if you see Romo, wish him a happy ball and chain, and if you see the number one funky homo or Mr. Mike, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, if you're up there in the penis Slivania, Big Fatty, go find Randy and give him a big old piece of cake. Yeah, I guess y'all, there was something in the Villa Mailbox, Big Fatty. And y'all, the first thing, y'all, it is from that Epilui. It is from Peter Potamus. It is from Apollonius, a PETA. Y'all, you know, he was out there at the Pride 48, and y'all, it looks like a criminal card. And Epilui, it's too damn early to open crema cards, so I am not gonna open this. I gotta get through this weekend, and I just Big Fatty Granny loves the crema music. That well, Granny's just gonna have to wait. But Peter Potamus, I wanted to let you know that it has arrived, and I will open it. But even for Big Fatty, it's a little early to start playing the crema. Big Fatty, it's never too early to start playing the crema. Well, maybe we'll start it next week. But y'all, there was also a package. There was a package in the Big Fatty. Is that the papas you ordered? Yeah. Well, there were two packages. One was the papas that I ordered, Big Fatty, and the other one I don't know. I don't have any idea. I don't have any idea who this is from or what it is, but we're gonna open it. Yes, Big Fatty. Thank goodness it came today. And y'all, let's just see what we got here. It is the message here says, thank you for buying, and I hope you are as pleased as we are in your order. Okay. Well, I don't know. Big Fatty, what is it? Well, I don't know. Let's just open it up and see. Oh, Big Fatty, what? Well, Big Fatty, it's Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, it is a... Y'all, it is a Beanie Baby. Big Fatty, look, Squeaky Kitty. Oh, Big Fatty, y'all, it's a little kitty cat. And it... And it's wearing a pumpkin. And Big Fatty, it's as cute as it can be. But y'all don't know who it's from. So, well, thank you, mystery person. Y'all, it's called the Catkin. The Big Fatty's like a kitty and a pumpkin. It's a Catkin. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Big Fatty, we're going to go over here and you'll get the Catkin. Okay, okay. Anyway, y'all, whoever sent that to me, thank you so much. I don't know, have any idea who that's from. Big Fatty, I wonder if they got it half price after Halloween. Who knows? But they might. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Scott the Seder. You know, Seder69 on the Twitters, host of the Seder Sphere podcast. I'm just calling because I have a gut feeling it's almost time for something. But first, I want to ask you a question. So can you play the music, please? Trademark Vera Charles.
McFadden, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, McFadden?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, McFadden?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Seda 69 from over there at the airplane show. Seda, what you got?
Big Fatty, do Vader and Bacon's phone calls in the Vader and Bacon show count for the contest for the every 100 call? Because I'm unsure whether I should be calling now to try and lose that contest, because it always seems to be somebody right before me or right after me, or not. So please answer me this question. Do those count towards the contest? I'm just curious. All right. This is the Seder. Catch you later.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Seda 69. And first of all, Seda, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, he hadn't done a show in a long time. We hadn't heard his voice. Anyway, a lot of people hadn't done a show in a long time. But this is an excellent question. Excellent question. I'm sure inquiring minds want to know. And the simple answer, to this is the only reason there's a Vader and Bacon show is so I can group all of them together. They're the only ones that I play out of order. Everything else plays in order. But, you know, there's a minimum of two little calls before I play voice letters. So, in answer to your question, the answer is yes, they do count. And you don't really know when they came in, so it's kind of hard to figure it out. Yes, Big Fatty, keep them guessing.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Jimmy Bear. So a boy is selling fish on a corner. He gets his customer's attention by yelling, "Damn fish for sale. Get your damn fish here." A pastor hears this and asks, "Why are you calling them damn fish?" The boy responds, "Because I caught these fish at the local den." The pastor buys a couple of fish, takes them home to his wife, and asks her to cook the damn fish. The wife responds, surprised, I didn't know it was acceptable for a preacher to speak that way." He explains to her why they are damn fish. Later at the dinner table, he asks his son to pass the damn fish. The son responds, "That's the spirit, Dad. Now pass the fucking potatoes." Have a good day.
Big Fatty, that was vulgar. It was vulgar. And Jimmy Bear, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, it was a kerfuffle and on a fright day, so I guess we'll let it fly. Okay, I think that's good. And Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the damn fish joke. Big Fatty, you're just silly. Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, now, remember I wished Randy up there in the penis Slivania a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, I want to read his e-letter that he sent in. Y'all, Big Fatty, he sent it on the 28th of October. I know, he's been, yes, Big Fatty. I just wanted to say hi and let you know that I'm a new listener as of the past 6 months. Big Fatty, the poor man. I started listening to podcasts a couple of years ago, and when I found Wanda Wisdom's now defunct podcast, I then discovered the old sea hag from the Surface of the Sun show. Big Fatty, the poor thing. I then, of course, discovered your little show from listening to Auntie Vera. Big Fatty, it just gets worse. Anyway, you crack me up. As I listen every morning on the way to work, Big Fatty, he's gonna shout himself this morning. Well, he just may. My birthday is coming up on November the 8th. Big Fatty, did you write that down right? I did, okay. And I hope I can get a happy exiting of the birth canal greeting from you. Be well, funny man, Randy in the penis Slovenia. Well, Big Fatty, that's awfully sweet of him. Randy, that's just as sweet as it can be. And Randy, are you? Maybe you can not be a lurker. Big Fatty, you love lurkers. I do. I love the lurkers, but I love the other folks also. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, Randy, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, and lots of cake. Y'all, I got a... y'all, do you remember Logan? One moment, please. Big Fatty, is that poison? No, that's trademarked. Y'all remember Logan out there in the San Francisco? Y'all, he sent me a... He sent me an e-letter. he says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I hope you can help. In 3 short months, I'll be turning 50. Y'all, Logan does not know. And Miss Melissa Melinda met Logan at one of my meet and greets. And who can believe that Logan's turning 50? Big Fatty, no one. But anyway, he says, to celebrate the year, I'll be cycling from San Francisco the City of Angels as part of the AIDS life cycle to treat and prevent new HIV AIDS infections. I'm working relentlessly to raise money because this cause is so important to me, and I've set a goal of myself of $5,000. Big Fatty! I know that I can get there, but I need your help. To do it, would you consider making a donation to support me? Every amount helps and gets me closer to my goal." And y'all, then he puts the www link, and y'all, I'm gonna put that up on the in the show notes for today. Yes, because that'll just be lovely. Y'all got an e-letter from old Veda. And old Veda says, Poodle and I have set up a date. Just don't take Squeaky Kitty. Big Fatty, I was going to read this, but you've ruined it now. I was sitting over in the corner on my cake, and, okay. anyway, and y'all, it is a link to a new little cafe or something. And y'all, it's called Pounce. And y'all, it is a kitty cat cafe. Big Fatty, I want to go. I can't wait. When is old Veda going to take me to the kitty cat cafe? Oh, Big Fatty, we better not just speak too loudly. We don't want Squeaky Kitty to hear about that. So, Veda, when are you going to take me to the kitty cat cafe? It'll be lovely, just lovely. Hi, Squeaky Kitty. Oh, no, we're not talking about anything. You and the cat pumpkin, y'all just stay over there, and we'll be with it all. It is just going to be lovely. Big Fatty, you've gotten me in trouble now. Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all also got an e-letter from Gus Chad sending me some Axe Big Fatty questions. Big Fatty, why couldn't they have sent them yesterday? You were sucking the big you-know-what yesterday. Well, I know, but I guess everybody felt sorry for me. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely first weekend of November. Big Fatty, it's the first full weekend of November. Okay, the first full weekend of November. Enjoy autumn. So there you go. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard that Peter G and the kids from over there at the Lotso. Peter G, you've lived in the California. What do you think of this Pounce Cafe thing?
This makes me think of Poodle McNoodle that she's doing.
Oh, Big Fatty, and I hope they have nice cakes to sit on.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.